Well, when I saw it, I actually saw it when I was flipping through the channels.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really think much of it. I don't think it sunk in. And then I just really started listening to it today. And now it's, I don't know, I'm not really, like, I'm not going to start bawling about it or anything.
Right.
But it's concerning.
Yeah, it's something that everyone should really think about and wonder, even though we don't know the motive behind this kid just yet, mm-hmm. why he decided to go nuts and kill so many of his fellow students. You know, it's just, it's something that's really important to talk about. So go ahead, Stukes in the Morning.
Before they start crucifying the parents of the shooter for being horrible and shooting somebody is wrong and all this, I understand that, and I'm totally behind that. Why don't you stop and start talking to the parents of all the bullies out there? You know when your child is a bully. You teach your child that. You accept that. You know that your kid is in sixth grade and beating up on the fourth graders. And it's okay. It's cute. And you allow that to continue. And then you have Columbine. Then you have Virginia Tech. So before you start crucifying all those kids that finally snap at the bullies, why don't you teach the bullies to stop being such jackasses?
Yeah, that's my main point today. What do we need to do as just people in general to make other people happy? You know, what do we need to do? We just need to be better people, you know?
I am probably one of the few people that will stop. If I see a kid picking on another kid, I will pull over on the side of the road. Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Good for you.
And they look at me like, whoa, this woman is crazy. And I don't care because there's no reason for it.
Yeah.
There's no reason. My kids are the smallest kids in class, and you know what? I don't care. They're not the bullies.
Well,
and
I think
they
I think that's
stand up for other kids.
No, I think that's a very good point, and one of the biggest things we need to get to. What do we need to do to make sure that people can live a normal, healthy life instead of when you're your youngest is when you get picked on the most, when you're most
When you're most vulnerable.
Yeah, when you're most vulnerable.
And right now, everybody's ready to point at the shooter and scream at the shooter, and yes, it was wrong. But just like at Columbine and just like what happened at Virginia Tech, what happened to cause this person to get to that point?
Yeah, obviously we don't have that story yet, but something tells me it won't be that shocking.
But we do out of Columbine. We do out of Columbine. And that has not changed anybody's attitude on how they treat their children.
I agree.
And how your children, because it's happening right here in Junction City.
You can keep on putting in as many security measures as you want. It doesn't matter. People will find their way around it. You got to approach it a different way.
Security measures don't matter when parents condone their children acting like bullies.
Well, thanks a lot for the call.
It's okay for you to be that way.
Thanks a lot for your call. We got to get to a lot of them today, so we appreciate it, all right?
Yep.
Take care.